Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome into another edition of your PDGA Radio News, this for July 9th, 2010. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, bringing you this week the results and reaction from last week's PDGA Amateur World Championships, and news on how you can pre-order the DVD. Also, other results from tournament action taking place last weekend around the world, and a look ahead at the upcoming disc golf schedule, which includes the next National Tour stop. Also, of course, your weekly dose of disc golf news ahead, so stay with us. Those stories and much more coming your way on PDGA Radio News for July 9th, 2010. Well, of course, the 2010 PDGA Amateur World Championships wrapped up this past weekend there in Marion, Ohio, and the surrounding Mid-Ohio region, thanks to Mood Disc Golf. Full results and day-by-day video summaries, along with lots of other photos and highlights of the event, are available from PDGA.com. But of course, the headline was likely the youngsters winning both a male and female advanced divisions. 15 years old they were, with Indiana's Rebecca Fraser winning for the ladies by 15 throws over Amber Senf. And for the guys, it was 15-year-old David Wiggins Jr. of North Carolina completing his amateur triple crown this year as he backs up previous wins at the U.S. Ams and Bowling Green. An impressive 29-throw margin of victory over Brandon Parsons. Wiggins averages nearly 10-20 rated disc golf over the week's rounds, claiming the world title. Trey Williams will take third place, followed by David Nelson in fourth, and Aaron Trimmer takes fifth. After the final round, Wiggins was interviewed by Billy Crump of Clash DVD Productions, where he stated, among other things, that like most previous AM Worlds winners, he is now done playing amateur tournaments.
Well, I'm here with Dave Wiggins, the 2010 AM World Champ. Dave, congratulations. Now, Dave, I know how much pressure you put on yourself. You really wanted this thing. You've had a really good lead for the last couple of days. Have you done anything different the last 2 days, or do you just really keep the pedal down?
Not really. Just try to play the golf I've been playing to get where I am right now, and just keeping it steady, not doing anything dumb, and just keeping it smooth.
Well, with a 20-stroke lead going in, you know, it's hard to get motivated, and it seemed like you just kept pressing. You had the lowest round, David, at every course we played. I do not believe that's been done before, and that is very impressive.
First round it wasn't, though.
Oh, you tied. Yeah. The first round you didn't, but you went back. You got your revenge over at Delaware. You got your 50, and congratulations. How do you feel now that the pressure is off, and you're a pro?
Yep, ready to go pro. Feel great, and no more AM tournaments.
That's David Wiggins, 2010 AM World Champ. Congrats, Dave.
Thank you.
Again, that's David Wiggins Jr. of North Carolina, 15 years old, now turning pro, he says, speaking with Billy Crump shortly after officially claiming the 2010 PDGA Amateur World title in the advanced division over nearly 200 other competitors. Winners in the other divisions will include Joe Level of Michigan, who won in Advanced Masters over Bill Carey. Steve Maudsley of Canada won Advanced Grandmasters. Ron Engerbritzen of Texas won Advanced Senior Grandmasters. And Robert Burton of Oregon won the world title in Advanced Legends. Marie Fry of Pennsylvania won for the women in the Advanced Masters, while Sue B. Landy of Colorado took the title in Women's Advanced Grandmasters. Winners from the juniors divisions include Richard Wysocki of Ohio in boys 19 and under. Girls 19 and under went to Veronica Dibert of Ohio. Boys 16 and under was Seppo Paju of Finland, who won in a playoff against North Carolina's Andrew Coggin. Girls 16 and under was Colorado's Paige Berkus. Boys 13 and under was Japan's Daichi Inoue, who won in a playoff against Tristan Covington of Arizona. Girls 13 and under was Ohio's Katie Steinberger. Boys 10 and under was Robert Bryant III of Ohio. and girls 10 and under was Kyra Colston. There were, of course, other winners coming from the AM Worlds this year, not just those who took world title trophies home with them, nor the people who just felt like winners by taking part in the event. We're referring now to Bill Burbage of Orlando, Florida, and Daniel Schmidt of Worcester, Ohio, who each won themselves 9 sparkling new DGA baskets for them to create their own course with. They were eligible for that drawing that took place during the World Championships after purchasing one of the special DGA AM Worlds fundraiser discs that are sold each year, with each disc being a chance to win one of 2 9-hole courses. So the next chance now will be next year for you to win, as the Amateur World Championships will be held in Rochester, New York. Check pdga.com for more details as they are released. You can also catch all the action from this year's Amateur Disc Golf World Championships from Mid-Ohio on DVD in the coming months. It's available for pre-order now from the PDGA store. It gives you the opportunity to watch the 504 competitors from 8 nations battling it out on the 6 different courses, all to determine who takes home the World Championship titles. Billy Crump of Clash Productions will wrench you into the rivalries by showing incredible shots of those who rose to the challenge with magnificent shots, player interviews, and anecdotes on the disc golf families, all integrated into the disc golf packed video. It's now available for pre-order from the PDGA and PDGAstore.com for just $19.99.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, now welcome back to PDGA Radio News, again this for July 9th, 2010. And beyond the Amateur World Championships, it's time to check out the results from PDGA-sanctioned tournaments that were for the weekend of July 2nd through the 5th. It was headlined by a pair of A-tiers. The first we'll look at was the Fort Steilacoom Open in Lakewood, Washington, where Nate Sexton takes home the first-place check, winning by 8 over Scott Withers and Kyle Crabtree. Jesse Westfall won for the women, and Scott Papa won in Masters. Dennis Axmacher won advanced after a playoff with Jamie Richards. And intermediate division goes to Chase Killen. Heading overseas now to Beaminster in the United Kingdom for the 2010 British Open, a 3-day event that ended with American David Feldberg taking a 12-throw win over Simon Lazat as Feldberg begins his tour of Europe. Kevin Couch comes from California to win the Masters division, and Sweden's Camilla Jernberg wins by 4 in women's. Paul Ulibarri was in Michigan, and he took the title at the Jaybird Open in Mount Pleasant, while Mark Ellis takes the Masters title and James Crawford wins in advanced. In North Carolina, we'll find Brian Schweberger getting another win, this one by 12 over Terry Gallups at the 12th annual Zebulon Cha-ching and Zing. In other events, Brad Hammack and Michael Johansson won separate events in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Dave Northrup won the Toronto Island Open in Canada. Coda Hatfield won in Oklahoma. Andrew Rich won in Ohio. Lester Sloan got a win in Illinois. Dustin Perry won in Tennessee. And Dan Beto grabbed a win in Minnesota. The 14th annual Brent Hambrick Memorial Open will once again be contested this coming weekend of July 10th and 11th at the scenic Hoover Reservoir in Westerville, Ohio, where many of the world's top pros will be playing on the 27-hole Brent Hambrick Memorial Disc Golf Course for 2 rounds and the 18-hole temporary West Course. Columbus, Ohio has been a stop on the PDGA National Tour since the early 90s, when Brent Hambrick began to run one of the best tournaments in the country, the Columbus Open. Brent set the standard for all tournaments with his professionalism and attention to details, but after losing his battle with leukemia in 1997, the tournament was renamed in his honor and has also been a charity fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and hosted by the Columbus Flyers Disc Golf Club, who continue to strive and present the most competitive courses and best experience possible for the players. This year, Clash DVD Productions will also be on site to record the weekend, providing video updates on PDGA.com and producing a three-disc DVD that will be available later on. Other events for this weekend, which covers the period of July 9th through the 11th, include 8 tiers for the Colorado State Championships. That will be in Conifer. Also Sweden for the Stockholm Open. B-tiers include the Midland Open in Michigan, the Daytona Open in Florida. Alaska State Championships will be in Anchorage. Columbia, Missouri hosts the 26th annual Mid-America Open. The 16th annual Frying Pan is in Stockton, California. The BC Open in Vancouver, Canada. Rose City Open in Portland, Oregon. Buffalo City Open is in Jamestown, North Dakota. Manitowoc in the Park will be in Wisconsin. Music City Open in Nashville, Georgia has the Augusta Top Gun event. And the Run for the Border Challenge in Vermont on the Montgomery Black Falls course. International events beyond that Stockholm Open involve a pair of separate events in Finland, while C-tiers will be in Superior, Wisconsin, Arkansas, South Carolina, a couple each in Illinois and Pennsylvania, also Iowa, Indiana, Texas, Nebraska, Montana, Kentucky, and the Baked Potato Open in Boise, Idaho. The full schedule of events, along with results from previous PDGA-sanctioned tournaments, can be found from your home for disc golf, PDGA.com.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back. Well, the 2010 PDGA elections are now underway. They'll run through July 31st, with the elected candidates assuming office on September 1st. Again, voting is not only a right of your PDGA membership, it is actually a responsibility. So if you are a PDGA member, and hopefully you are, please take a minute of your time in the coming weeks to check your email and cast your online ballot. Postcards with voting instructions will be mailed to any member out there without a valid email address on file. Also, a reminder email will be sent later this month if you still have not yet voted. The voting will primarily be held online using votenow.com. But if you know of a member who does not have any access to a computer or the internet, have them contact the PDGA office before July 17th and get the good old-fashioned paper ballot. Candidate statements for this year's elections are published online at PDGA.com, both for the board of directors and also the eligible coordinator positions. In somewhat related news, I did recently speak with PDGA board member and number one ranked disc golfer in the world, Dave Feldberg, and among other topics, we discussed some of the initiatives that the PDGA board of directors have been up to and what they'll be working on into the future.
We had some good productive summit and I think we're moving forward with some new stuff that hasn't, you know, been addressed before. We're going to start working more towards schools and getting more memberships with younger. We're trying to get a lot younger in our membership. You notice that the higher percentage of our membership is over 30, and it'd be nice to get a lot of younger people started. We have a lot of these programs around the country that are teaching kids, but we're not getting them involved into the playing aspect, just showing them what it is. So it's time to now take all the legwork that's been done and get them into the game, get them organized in leagues, get them become members. And besides that, we're pushing some, trying to look at some rules, and we're trying to create and make the tour a little better next year. We're going to make some big changes in 2011, I hope so.
Feldberg was elected to the board last year and serving a two-year term, therefore not up for re-election this year. In fact, none of the three board members whose spots are up this year are running for re-election, so we'll have three new board members out of the six candidates running. They are Avery Jenkins, Kay LaVisca, Jack Lowe, Dave Nesbitt, Theo Pazzi, and or Michael Perkis. Now, before we close this week's edition of PDGA Radio News, we'll go ahead and get you an odd disc golf-related story coming from Moorhead, Minnesota. There, a man and woman apparently were cited for indecent exposure this past week, allegedly fornicating on the disc golf course in that city's Davie Park, according to a story published online by the Fargo-Moorhead Forum. Authorities in Moorhead received a report Monday night about 7 o'clock, July 5th, that two intoxicated people were on the fifth hole of the disc golf course doing what they were doing. Lieutenant Tori Jacobson said that when police arrived, they found the man aged 50 and woman aged 53, both naked from the waist down. Each was cited for indecent exposure, not following the dress code for the course either. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News. Make sure to join me again next week. We'll have results from the Brent Hambrick Memorial, as well as reaction. Also, some more from my interview with Dave Feldberg and the rest of your disc golf news. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the happiest of disc golf adventures, and of course, the safest of travels wherever you're headed.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.